Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Mitzvah Bagodai Liyave. In the earlier Mishnah, as we learned, certain cases where Lechatchila, they weren't supposed to get married, but if they did, we leave it. So Agav, the Mishnah is telling us other cases where Lechatchila, Chazal did not want Yivam over here, or we'll soon see even a regular marriage because of certain circumstances. But b'di'eved, if they got married, we leave it. Mitzvah b'god d'liyavim. Someone dies without children. He has several brothers. Which brother should be miyavim? L'chatchila, the oldest one. That's learned from the pasuk. U'lekachal le'isha v'yibma. V'yapchar ashetelet yokim al shem achiv hames. So the pashup shot of the pasuk is the b'char that's born to the yavama. From the yavim, the first baby they're going to have, should be called al shem, the brother that died. But Chazal darshan in this pasuk, ulakach le'isha v'yibma v'hoya b'char, that the mitzvah is on the b'char, on the oldest brother. But v'im kadem akaten, if the younger brother went ahead and he was miyavim her, zach, he was zach in the mitzvah, and she's his wife. Even though the katan didn't act kehalacha, he took away the schus of his older brother. But the yivum is chal. Weiter says the Mishnah, Haniton al Hashifcha. A rumor went out that he was together with a Shifcha Knas. Vinishtachra, afterwards that Shifcha was freed. Or rumors went out al Anachris that he had relations with a non-Jewish woman. Vinizgaira, afterwards she was Megaira herself, Hareza Layichnas. He should marry her. He should marry the Shifcha or the Geiris. People shouldn't say, looks like it was true, those rumors. But here too, the imkanas, if he does marry her, ein mitzian miyadi, we don't make her leave. We don't take her away. Now, it could be he's totally innocent. The rumors are false. We don't want her to marry her. People shouldn't say the rumors are true. And the pasuk says, haser mimcha ikshus peh. Don't do things that's going to lend credence, that's going to make rumors sound true, even if you know it's not true. Do your best to remove bad things that people say about you. But that would have only been a reason l'chatchila she shouldn't marry her. That's how the Tosfos Yom Tov explains it. It's not enough of a reason to break up the marriage once they got married. But now we're going to learn about a case where if he is over and he marries her, we will force this marriage to break up. Haniton al eshes ish. This person had improper shaykhs with an eshes ish, with a married woman. Vaitziyua mitachas yadai. And Bezin told her husband, the husband of this wife, your wife is not acting properly. You're a mechuyev to divorce her. In other words, Edim came that she was taka mezana tachas baila with this person. So pi alocha, he's mechuyev to divorce her. In this case, avul bishakonas, even though this person that had the shaykhs with her, even though he took her in already, yoitzi, he's mechuyev to divorce her. Because a woman that became usher to her husband is usher to the man that had relationships with her, min ha-toira. And if the toira says he's not allowed to marry her, then there's no eitzah. Then it doesn't make a difference if he already got married. So, chazing over our Mishnah, we learned that the mitzvah is for the oldest brother to be miyavim, but if the katan goes ahead and does it, the Mishnah said zacha, the mice said his mitzvah, he did it. If there are rumors against a person that he had a shachas with a shivcha and she was freed, when her nachris and she became a geyoris, he should not take her in because that would enforce the rumors. He should not marry her. But if he does, the marriage stays. However, someone that was a nitan alishas ish, and there were edim, and as a result, Bezin ordered this woman to leave her husband. When she does leave her husband, he's not allowed to marry her, and if he does, over here we do say the halacha is yaitzi, because this is an issur d'oraisa.